How many of y'all like bluegrass music? I kind of figured that. Well, that's how I started my career as a mandolin player. I was trying to become a bluegrass mandolin player. And copying all my heroes like the great Bill Monroe. Bob Osborne, Frank Wakefield, Jesse McReynolds, people like that. And finally I decided that to be a legitimate bluegrass mandolin player, you had to write your own original material. Because that's what Bill Monroe did, and Frank Wakefield was doing that. So I kind of forced myself to write my first bluegrass mandolin tune. And the rest of them came a little easier. I like to play that very first tune. I got out a map of Tennessee. Because after all, how does one name an instrumental, you know? So I found a little place called Cedar Hill. So this is Cedar Hill.
Thank you.